This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Record-setting beef prices have aging ranchers selling off cattle herds and cashing out. Others are holding on for yet another profitable year, creating the tightest ranch real estate market in decades. One Colorado ranching family decided to get out of cattle ranching in a move that reflects multiple pressures facing today's beef producers. Ranchers who are well into retirement age, while also struggling with labor shortages, are selling and getting out of the industry. Another motivator for selling now is that beef prices are at an all-time record high. Prices for uncooked beef steaks are 198% higher in 2025 than they were in 1997. At the grocery store, a prime cut costing $20 in 97 today costs $60. One Colorado cattle rancher was pushed out by development pressure along the Front Range in a scene replicated in other cattle-producing states, including Montana. And while record beef prices are motivating ranch sales, with longtime operators seizing this moment to cash out, others want to keep riding the upward swing. The result is a historically low inventory for ranch properties across Wyoming and Montana. Realtors say that inventory, as far as farms and ranches, is tougher today than it has been in the past. One example is the Crow Creek Ranch outside Broadus, Montana. The 700-cow operation is listed at $11.7 million and sits 28 miles down a county road from town. Other industry watchers point out that some ranchers are just selling off their herds while holding on to their ranches. They sense that this is contributing to a changing of the guard when it comes to who owns the cows. Other factors play a part in the cattle ranching business, too. Estate tax relief has helped some families transition operations to the next generation, but the decision to sell often comes down to whether family members want to return to ranching. International trade developments have bolstered demand as well, with new markets opening in places like the UK. Rather than completely abandoning ranching, many operators are finding creative ways to adapt to market pressures while maintaining their connection to the land. Some ranchers are selling their cattle herds but keeping their ranches, then leasing grazing rights to other operators, a strategy that allows aging producers to reduce their workload while capitalizing on both high cattle prices and strong demand for pasture. An edible forest near Butte is open for everyone to enjoy. Butte, Montana, a mining town with the country's largest Superfund site in the toxic Berkeley Pit, polluted soil and groundwater, isn't famous for its greenery. But officials are working on changing that. Butte has recently been given a Tree City USA Award, and now a forest is coming along that everyone can take a bite out of. South of the flats of Butte, by Basin Creek Reservoir, sits a blooming edible forest. With a $12,000 grant from the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in 2021, volunteers and Butte officials have created a place for learning, exploration, and tasty snacks. Butte Silver Bow urban forester Trevor Peterson said, "We've filled up probably about a third of it so far with shrubs and trees, so the goal just from here on out is to just continue to add until we are absolutely full. I'm hoping to be completely done within the next 3 to 4 years," Peterson said. Plans call for as many as 100 different varieties of fruit within the next half decade, and there are already nearly 40 different types of edible plants in this mini forest, including the honeyberry, a species that is hardy all the way down to minus 50 degrees. They're grown in Siberia, and they kind of range from the flavor of a blueberry to a huckleberry, depending on the exact variety, said Peterson. There are also plenty of apple trees, including honeycrisps, and other fruit trees. Butte's edible forest is open to the public with no restrictions through September, so everyone is welcome to harvest fruit. Visitors are asked to be sure to close the gate to prevent animals from getting in and helping themselves. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.